Hello, thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Ben. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hey, Ben. This is Kevin. How you doing, man?
Oh, hi, Kevin. Good morning. I'm doing great. Doing great. How about you? How are you doing today?
Good, good. I know that we just started this program, but haven't received any calls. And then I got a text message saying that you've received some calls this weekend.
Okay, okay. Let's go ahead and take a look here. See where we're at. Okay, just a moment. For you guys.
So local splash, the email?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I see it. I see it. Just letting you know that you got some leads, right, this week?
See. Yeah, it said you received leads. Okay, last week, logged into the client dashboard. But even when you guys send me this, I don't even know where these leads are because it says, I know it says you have a new review. And also, too, another thing I want to do, I want to take off all the pictures that have me on it because I was just thinking about this. I'm like, you know, it's a racist world out there, and I just, you know, to see someone other than me on there, even though they may not think, but if they see, like, more than one picture, they're like, oh, this guy owns a company. Fuck that guy. You know what I mean? Mm. So I want to put more of the people that I – that work for me on there.
Okay, okay, yeah, certainly. We can go ahead and just remove any pictures that you don't want, right? Basically, that email that you get is an automated email, right, that is sent out, you know, by the system. For example, I see that one. You got a call. Let's see. 319, you requested a review from the Sato, Apasian Sato, something like that.
Yeah, but it said that she couldn't do it. She already has one.
I see, okay, okay. And then the other one from, the one that says Huntington Park, I see you've had ongoing communication with that number. All right, let me see. Oh, well, actually, that's your number, right? The one that says Huntington Park. You see that one on the email?
Let me see. The one at Huntington Park on the email.
Yeah, it says.
Thank you. There you go. What day is it on Thursday?
Yeah, I mean, on the email, you know that? You see that you have two leads there? One that says Huntington Park from 321. And then one says Sato, Papasian Sato. And I'm just going to send you the... Uh-huh,
yeah, the last two were on Friday. There's one yesterday. There was one yesterday, which was Sunday. Then this is Friday. Then there was one on Thursday. And that's when we were talking. That's all the emails I have.
Yeah, no, I understand. I mean, I noticed that they're not good new leads, right? I mean, basically, one of them was you calling the call tracking number or sending a text to that number, and the other one was an old communication that you had, right, that you requested the review again. That's probably what basically made the system think it was a new lead, right? But it's just an automated message, like we said. Those aren't, of course, charged, right? Those aren't any charged leads. Let's go ahead and see how the Google Guaranteed is doing right now. Just give me a second, okay? So we haven't had that first call yet, Google Guaranteed.
No.
Let's go ahead and see what type of exposure we're getting so far, okay? Let's see. Yep, because I'm looking at the Google Guaranteed program that we started the other day, right? That's still on that learning curve, right? So it's still basically we're working on getting that exposure, right? That exposure is what's going to get us calls. But like we said, since it is a bid that we're having with these other businesses, it does have a little learning curve that we need to basically complete. Now, with that being said, I noticed, for example, since you did have the message leads off, right? You didn't have any messages from Google Guaranteed phone calls?
No, I didn't turn them off.
Oh,
you had them on.
We can turn. I see them off right now, so I can certainly turn them back on.
Okay, remember you said you were going to turn them on?
Mm-hmm.
If you turned them on, I never turned them off.
No, turned them off? Turned them off? Okay, let me just go ahead and check.
No, I
why they're
okay.
off then.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Remember you said, because I didn't do anything. All my question was, is if you turn it on, if I get a call, can I turn it off? You said yes. But you said don't turn it off now because you have no, it won't work because
okay.
you don't have. You
yeah,
have
yeah, no yeah. No, 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 but that's for the actual ad, right? For the actual ad, but I'm referring to the mess option on the ad, right? That's
okay. Well, I'm
confused.
I'm
the next
confused.
Feature
so,
there.
So where should I look? I'm on the thing right now. So I should go to campaign. Go to campaign. I don't want campaign. It says add more budget. So what's going on? I don't understand.
Okay. So Google Guaranteed, like we said, that one, we just turned it on the 19th, right? We just turned it on Thursday, right? So with that being said, once we turn it on, we go through a little learning curve. Now on the ad, there's a feature that you can allow clients to text you, right? Now with that feature, a client has the option to hide their number, for example, right? So some people don't like the text messaging option for that reason.
No, I don't want that.
Okay, sounds good. So in that case, that option, that's already, that's off. For right now, by default, right? Because of that.
Now, which option is that? Is that where it says Google Ad?
No. That's not something that you see, right? It's a setting that we have on the Google Guaranteed program that we can turn off and on, right? It's called the message lead setting. So that message leads, like we said, we have it off, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that you will not be getting those type of leads. You will only be getting calls. Those are the ones that are going to be charged, right?
That's what I want, yeah.
Exactly. So in that aspect, it's programmed. It's just the fact of the matter that we have a set bid, right? And the fact that we're going through a manual, that little learning curve. So we might need to give it a day for us to get that exposure.
When you say set bid, I don't understand what you're talking about. What does that mean?
So let me explain. So basically, Google, when somebody does a search on Google, they have, let's say, a predetermined price, right, based on how many businesses are bidding for that call, meaning how many businesses are signed up and willing to pay for that lead. Right? Now, there's other businesses that are also signed up to that program directly with Google, right, just like yourself. So basically, we have a set bid. We basically tell Google that we don't want any calls that are that cost more than the $46.67 that we established, right? Now, in certain areas, sometimes we see that the bid actually rises more than the limit that we set. So when situations like that happen, we either raise the bid a little more or we turn on the auto bid, which lets Google bid on your behalf. Now, if we do that, though, that may raise the price of the bid. So we don't want to do that right now. Well, since we just turned it on, we would recommend we give it the little learning curve so we can really evaluate how many leads and how much exposure we're getting with the actual bid that we set up, which is, like we said, based on the numbers that we have from current use of that platform. Like we said, that those are called dynamic pricing, right? That's how Google charges. So that's basically what we refer to as the set bid, that we're not paying more than $46.67 for the lead.
So let me ask you this question. So if it's $75 for a lead, what is the difference in quality? What are they asking?
Good question. As you know, there's some jobs that pay more than others, right? Google knows that too. There's some jobs that for you guys, for you businesses, you get a bigger payday. So those type of jobs, Google recognizes those type of searches, and you know they bid higher, right? Google, when somebody sets the auto bid, they're basically letting Google bid on your behalf, right? So sometimes there's some businesses, they have Google bidding on their behalf, and when it's multiple businesses using Google to bid on their behalf, sometimes they raise the bid for those big jobs. So by raising the bid allowance, let's say, you're letting Google know that you're willing to, you know, pay for those bigger jobs. Now, like you said, this is based on an area. This is based on the fact that we first need to evaluate how it's performing. That since we just turned it on, like we said, and it's going through that little learning curve, we don't have the real numbers yet on how much exposure we're getting to determine if we need to raise the bid or not. So right now, we still need to give it a little more time.
Okay.
Well, I mean, budget's there. Budget hasn't been touched. Instead, we're going to go ahead and make the adjustments on the pictures. Now, let's see. So do I just leave your workers on the pictures? Just remove you?
Yeah, so let me, you know which one I am, obviously, right?
Yeah. Let me see.
So hold on. Let me go on there. Well, let's go on the website, because I see it on the website.
Mm-hmm.
My wife suggested that because we live in a, whether we believe it or not, we live in such a racist world, you know, that playing the game is much better than trying to be honest in some areas, and hiding things is not like saying that you're scared, it's just being wise.
It is. I mean, at the end of the day, like you said, unfortunately, that's a fact of life that you know we don't appreciate, right? But we gotta live with it. We gotta put up with it. So might as well.
Right. If you work at a place where there's heat, why would you go with like a paper, a shirt? You know.
Right. It's gonna catch fire quick.
Yeah, it just wouldn't be wise. Even though, you know, it's comfortable or you like it, you gotta be adjustable to the things that the elements and things that are around you. I don't know, that was a stupid analogy, but it just does make sense.
No, I get what you're saying, though. I get what you're saying, definitely.
Okay, so now my website. So let's go home and then go to the website. So now I'm going on the website where I see my van. Okay. So you could take the drain cleaning, and I have other drain cleaning pictures that I can put other people that do the job on it. Drain cleaning, so take those out, and then take the broken pipe, take that guy out. Or take me out.
Okay. So drain cleaning and broken pipe repair.
I noticed when I look on other companies like Mr. Reader and them, they don't show that many pictures.
Just images or the symbols, let's say?
Well, if I pick up, let's see here, what's Mr. Reader?
What is it, MrRooter.com?
Yeah.
Let me look it up.
.com. If you look at their... let's go to their website. MrRooter.com. Okay. So they'll show... They don't show any pictures, really, of, oh, well, this is drain cleaning, plumbing repair, sewer repair, and emergency repair. You notice how they don't put any pictures for the way up in cloud? I don't know why.
Well, I see, for example, I see a few pictures, you know, services. I just see four services, right? You have a few more that we added there. I see they have a block spot. Some pictures. Let's see. Yeah. I mean, we can.
Yeah. Okay, so the pictures that they do show, okay, drain cleaning. You know what's kind of interesting is I don't know what, see, I've been in this business for like 30 something years. I used to work at Mr. Rooter. I mean, I used to work at Rescue Rooter.
Uh-huh.
And I remember when my vans were way back in the day, they were red and blue. Mr. Rooter's was white, and Rescue Rooter was white. I used to work with a guy named Kenny Daly every day when I would come in the shop, and he was going to leave Rescue Rooter and work with me, and then something happened and decided not to. Next thing you know, all their vans are blue and red. So he worked high-level management, you know? And it was just kind of crazy how the advertisement, if you look at it, it looks exactly like my company. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I see it. I like the little video that they have, you know, at the very top, at the cover of the website. I'm gonna talk to my web developer, see if we can generate something, you know, similar or something good, you know, as good, you know, too. Because that at the end of the day, it's a matter of how we sell your services. Right?
And right, exactly.
For example, right now we got that little slideshow on the website, but I'm sure we could do something a little more, right? Something better.
Along the lines with this, yeah. And if you can use, because these guys are actors. I know they're not regular plumbers, but if you can use something like that, you know what I mean? Like if you go down and you'll see the guy drain cleaning, it'll show, you know, it shows a brother doing drain cleaning, and then it says plumbing repairs, he's under the sink, then it shows sewer line, it shows another guy with a camera, then it shows emergency plumbing. So it shows, you know, and I know these guys aren't the regular plumbers, you know what
mm-hmm.
I mean?
They're
just actors. But if you could show something like that, because when you go on mine, it looks more of like a smaller company, independent company, rather than a corporation, you know.
Okay.
And the pictures that you have are not, there's so many, well, okay, we took them off, okay. The pictures, that's why I was trying to fill up pictures of my job and my work and all that, but I guess, I think I would rather go with a format that kind of looks like that. It looks just simple, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because I know too many options of too many pictures gets people confused, you know? So if it kind of can be basic, like the one that we just, if we go back to the plumbing, and I like it, it's nice and clean, you know. This is upfront, flat rate, safety first, neighborly done right, promises, whatever. And then arrive on time, provide a price before start, and keep your home clean with mats and shoes, covers. You know, it's kind of like what you see here.
Yeah, no, I can certainly show this website to our web developers, you know, let them know, you know, more or less what we're looking for. Like I said, what we're trying to do is help you convert, right? And that website, you know, it does have a little edge on us, right? In our honesty. Well, so it's definitely something that we can keep on modifying, right? To make sure it's on the best way possible, best shit possible. I mean, it is on the back end. It is programmed to stand out, you know, for the algorithm to find it. But, you know, the customer is the one that decides who to hire, right? So,
right. This is done professionally. They have a lot of money. I don't have money.
Right, but we still help, though. We can still help, though. So we just more or less need an idea of what we want. I can see it clearly, you know, so I can, like I said, just go directly with them and have them keep on working on the website.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. I like that. Mm-hmm. Now, as far as, let's go back to my website. So you're taking out the drain cleaning, drain line repairs, and the broken pipe, you can leave that one in there because they don't really see who the face is on that.
Okay.
Some people don't like, you know, dreadlock guys with long hair, especially with all of the spring break activity that's going down there with our brothers and sisters for not representing ourselves in a good way.
I see. Definitely take those off. Go ahead.
Yeah. And then the one where I'm rolling up a lining material, to remove that picture. Then there's all these pictures. This is learn more, learn more, learn more. It says, is winter weather slowing down your drains? No worries. Looters, Plumbing Co. Let's see. So what do you
see? You mean the little post there that you see there?
Yeah, those little posts. Can you? Because it takes you to somewhere else too when you look on those posts.
Yeah, it takes you to Google. Uh-huh. It's the Google profile.
Wow, it's crazy.
Those are the posts that are created on Google. We can, you know, hide them if you don't want to show them there. We can certainly hide them.
Well, you could still take the pictures off of them too, right? But you could still keep the images. I'm working on getting more images that will, like the picture of okay, yeah, that's a good picture. That's us putting up Hooters Plumbing offers professional drain cleaning in Los Angeles County and Montebello, so that's good. That one's good right there. The vans are good. Then the back of me, where I'm working on a shower diverter, you can take that one off. Mm-hmm. Those two. Anything that has to do with, let me see, there's one. Yeah, then there's me doing the drain cleaning again. Take that off.
Okay.
Because that's too mean. You know, they're saying the same thing. Are you looking for experienced plumbers near you? Look no further. Are you looking for experience? I don't know why.
That are there, those are, let's say, or we have a team that, you know, creates offers, right? Creates posts. But, you know, they are similar, right? Those are the ones that are shown to the public on Google. So if you don't, there's a section that's on Google that says updates, right? So every time, you know, we create posts there, it shows up here on the website. So we can we can hide them. So the post on Google do not show here on the website. We can create something different, like a blog post, for example. Like Mr. Reuters, they have a blog post where, you know, have some content for any any of your customers, right? Any tips or anything that you feel helped them, we can create a spot instead of the actual that we have on Google.
Okay. Sounds better. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. When the slideshow, when I see the slideshow, I'll give you another picture instead of the one where it's me. Okay, you see there's a picture of me and another guy in the drain, in a trench. Just take that one out and then leave the slideshow of the van. And then, let me see. There was a... Well, I'll have to look for some more pictures to fill up in just that spot. But.
Okay, okay. Yeah, I mean, you can go ahead and upload pictures, or you can send them through email, right? So we know exactly where to put them. I mean, I will go ahead and just delete all the pictures where you're at, right?
Yeah,
and cool. I will send the web developer, I'm going to send her the Mr. Ruder website and just let them know that we want something a little more similar there in regards to the images. Maybe have them generate them for us, right?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I did want to ask in regards to the blog spot that we're going to be creating for you. What do you have any topics in mind of what you'd like us to post there, or should we just get something general?
You know, just do something general so I can look at it and then have to generate some ideas from that too as well.
Okay. No, sounds good. Sounds good. We'll go ahead and just have them work on the blog spot, and I'll be getting in touch with you to review that. Okay. In the meantime, we're gonna be hiding the Google posts that are showing there. Okay, I'm gonna be hiding them right now.
Yeah, as less pictures as possible for these people when they go on the website, because I don't have the I'm just not set up with just myself, you know. And I don't have a team like Mr. Ruder or anybody else where I can kind of give a lot of advice and show more information.
Yeah.
I'm just worried whether I get a call or not, you know?
I get it. I get it. And yeah, I mean, the little blog spot, we can create, you know, some general topics that, you know, anybody can talk about. But, you know, that way you can... You just look a little more engaged with that potential client, right?
Yeah. Is there also a way with the Ruder's logo that's up at the top? Is there a way to take off the white?
The little background? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
can you make it transparent? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that at least it just looks kind of everything else looks good, and then you see that, and it's like you're missing.
Okay.
So if it's transparent, you'll be able to see the Ruder's logo.
Yeah, no, definitely. I'll send that request as well, so we can make that picture transparent, the logo.
Yeah. I want to see if you could make the Ruder's plumbing transparent too, with black outline or something that would stand out. You could see the vans in between it.
Where at? I'm sorry.
See, it says Ruder's Plumbing. Cool.
The very top. Yep.
Yeah. You think you can do something with that too as well?
With the lettering.
Yeah, to make it easier on the eyes. Let me see. Oh, that looks good, I guess.
I can have them just put some ideas together for us, right? If it's not 100% yet, we can keep on adjusting to get it on point, right? So maybe like you said, a little outline, an outline for the letters. I see that working. Actually, I like that.
Okay. And then so you're going to get all the pictures, like the ones that's the slideshow, that one of me is going to be coming out, right?
Yeah. Actually, I already removed it. I just republished that adjustment there. So if you want to check again, it shouldn't be there. I'm just choosing the pictures we can use for the drain cleaning.
Okay, that's good. That's better. Because they don't need to see anybody. All they need to do is just see. Okay, and then... Okay, yeah, that's good. So you see how there's pictures of other guys that are on there? That's even better.
Okay.
Because that looks like we have a crew. They don't know. They don't see those people's faces. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. And,
drain lines. So that guy's drain lines and drain cleaning. Well, this guy's not drain cleaning, but...
No, I'm still working on those pictures. I just took it off, and that was the one that was set up by default.
The guy laying in the trench is fixing a drain, so that would be the drain cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
There's one where I'll send you one with the water heater, and then I'll send you another one with the repipe. The repipe, there's a one that I sent you. If you look at all the pictures, let me go to the pictures. It's after the washer went out. I'm on the phone. Come on, Ari. I'm on the computer, Sappho. Let me go pull up here. So now go to here. Campaign, pictures. Oh no, that's wrong. Go over here and then go down to I got the pictures, actually. Okay. Oh, yeah, there's this information. Okay. Okay. So, where it says repiping?
Uh-huh.
Hold on 1 second. Is that you calling me?
No.
Okay, see all the pictures that I put in there? There's actually a video. Do you see the videos that I put?
Okay, yeah, see the videos, uh-huh.
See how the one guy's drain cleaning at the very end?
Okay. Let's see the video here. Go ahead.
Can you use that see how he's cabling it?
Okay, so add the video instead of the image there?
Would that work, or just put the image? Can you still make it as an image?
We can still make an image out of that. I mean, I like the videos, actually. I'm going to implement a few more on the website.
Yeah, the video is better. The video is better then.
Okay. Yeah, but I can certainly get an image from here, and we can put it as the one for drain cleaning. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then there is.
I'm sorry.
So then I have a couple. So I'll send you a couple more.
Okay. Yeah. No. Definitely. Let me just download them here. I can work on the website, you know, to put them at the very front. You know, maybe on the About Us section, we can add a video too.
I wish I can get some jobs, man.
It should be picking up. It should be picking up. You know, we already let it on over the weekend, and we expected to get something, but she's still working on that little, like I said, that little learning phase. You know, usually when we turn it on, 5 to 7 days, it's on that phase. Right? So we still need to give it a few more days.
Are there people that have the same budget as me, or am I like the lowest?
No, I mean, there's people that have the same budget. That's the minimum budget, though. I mean, there's people that, you know, work with the minimum budget, and there's people that, you know, add more or have a larger budget. But the goal is being able to compete against those big guys. Right? That's where we work. That's how we work it. We know we can get work, right? It's just a matter of finishing the setup.
Right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'll get to work on these adjustments here, Kevin. If you'd like, I can go ahead and follow up with you as soon as they're all done. But I'm working on those adjustments as we speak. You said you're gonna add some more for a water heater and broken pipe.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to find one for the water heater and things like that.
Okay. So, sounds good.
But again, I think the one at Mr. Reuter did it very simple, and basically all he had is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pictures.
For services, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, for the services.
I have 10. I can go ahead and pick them off right now as we speak. All right, because, for example, we have water installation and heater repair. Now, we have them both available. I'm not saying to take them off, but basically just hiding it from the homepage. So, you know, in case somebody really wants to see it, they'll be able to find a way to get to it. But that way we don't have it as clogged up, like you say.
Yeah, exactly. Just basic and simple. Okay. So you'll get back to me soon, or how does that work?
Yeah. So by today, by today,
tomorrow,
I should have most of the adjustments done. Tomorrow, okay. I should have the logo done for sure as well. So I can follow up tomorrow.
I appreciate it. Okay. Right. Thanks a lot, man.
Thank you so much
for
the time.
I'll just be patient and hopefully you think I'll get a call this week at all?
Within this week, more than likely. We'll be on top of it, like we said, and we'll make the necessary adjustments to get you those calls.
Okay. Thank you, man. God bless. Have a good one.
God bless, Kevin. You take care of that. It's been a pleasure.
All right.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.